Welcome to the Divine Feminine CEO. I'm your host, Rachel Lowenhertz, and this podcast is your portal into yourself, your place in the world, and how you desire to show up as you. This is a place for you to be sovereign, to make change, to master your destiny, and create a life that's crazy aligned with who you're meant to be. But who is that? And how do you manifest her? Enter, my love, and discover.
Hello, beautifuls, and welcome back to the Divine Feminine CEO podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about our power mothers. And if you haven't already, be sure to go to motherchangequiz.com and take the Mother Change Quiz. This really short, it's 2 minutes, 9 quick questions. It'll tell you how pregnancy and motherhood has changed you. And if you've been listening to the show for a while, you'll know that I just released this quiz, and it's really a center point of the work that I'm doing now. Because when I started my business, I noticed that I was working with a very particular type of woman. Often she did really well in corporate, was super successful, and she always thought she would be a power mom. And we'll talk in a minute about what that means. But often when she goes back to work, she realizes that she has changed. Something significant has changed in her, and what was fulfilling before isn't fulfilling anymore. And that's one of the hallmarks of a Phoenix mother, and sometimes for a shadow mother. And as you'll know, you have a primary mother change type. You also have a secondary type. So whether you are a shadow mother, a Phoenix mother, a legacy mother, you might have a power mother secondary type. Or if you are a power mother primary type and you're listening to this podcast, well, you and I still might connect because you might have a Phoenix or a shadow secondary. So today we're going to talk about what makes our power mothers special. And these mamas really are special. And I love them so much. And my guess is that listening to this, you'll either say, oh my gosh, that is me. Or you'll immediately think, that's my sister, that's my friend, that's my colleague. If you aren't a power mother yourself, you definitely know her. So this is a great episode to listen to whether you are a power mother or not, because it'll give you some insight into how to support the other women in your life, which, as you know, is really important to me. And if you're listening to this show, it's probably pretty important to you too. So power mothers, these mamas, I mean, they're like basically superwoman. My mom was a power mom. I have lots of friends who were power moms. And to be honest, I always thought that I'd be a power mom too. I remember when I was pregnant with my son, Gideon, I had a coworker ask me if I'd be returning to work when I had my baby, and I looked at him like he was nuts, and I was like, well, like why wouldn't I return to work? Of course I'm coming back to work. Now that's a story for another day. I did go back and I ended up leaving to run my own show. But that's the thing about power mothers. When they have their kids, before they have a really strong sense of who they are, they know who they are, and they're awesome. I mean, these moms, they are smart, successful, and they've really figured out how to do their current life well. That's probably why they decided to have kids, because they've gotten to a point where they're like, I'm ready. I've got this. I've done a lot of the things that I wanted to do. I've found the right partner. I've taken the trips. I have this great career and great reputation, and now it's time to be a mom. But what's interesting about the power mother is that when she has kids, she kind of just becomes better at everything she did before, even if she still feels like a hot mess, and she does sometimes. You know, she goes back to corporate. She probably still likes her job. Yes, there are changes that she has to make. So a lot of times she'll go hire a nanny so she can actually do her job, or she'll work from home, or she'll go part-time. She's a master at figuring out how to make things work, because the special thing about power mother is that she doesn't necessarily want to go change her whole life. She loves her life and she really liked it before kids. So for her, it's really more of an integration. I like to think of her as this beautiful weaver who has this tapestry that she's creating, the tapestry of her life. And it's gorgeous. And when she has kids, she adds another color, she adds another thread, but her life is still a tapestry. You know, whereas Phoenix Mother, if you imagine her life as a tapestry, basically the entire thing, well, it kind of burns down. And then she doesn't make another tapestry. She goes and, you know, she makes a pot or she does something else entirely. Power Mother is really good at looking at her life as it is and figuring out how it needs to shift to support her. So when I think of my friends who are Power Mothers, you know, I have one who she hired an au pair and her kids wouldn't take a bottle. So she breastfed on Zoom calls for like a year and she made it all work. Now, here's the thing about Power Mothers. They're able to make it all work because they're really smart. Power Mother, you're really freaking smart. And that's why you've done so well in life. And what's really special about you is that because you're able to look at the systems of your life and figure out how to change them to be more supportive for you, your ideas actually make the world better for the rest of us because you're this natural problem solver. So often, you know, we'll see you form a mom's group at your work or lead the charge to change policy around how parents are supported. Think of like Sheryl Sandberg. She is the perfect archetypal example of the Power Mother. She was successful in corporate before she became a mom. Then she did become a mom. And then she went on to write Lean In. And she really led the charge. The challenge is that your plate is already pretty full. So when you become a mom, you don't want to sacrifice your ladies' nights with your girlfriends, your cocktail and wine nights. You don't want to sacrifice alone time with your partner. You also don't want to sacrifice showing up for your children because they're really, really important to you. And, you know, one of the most important things to you is probably raising your kids to just be good, kind people. So when you add motherhood to what is an already full plate, it's easy for you to get drained. But here's the thing. Phoenix Mom, when she becomes a mom, her body becomes almost like hypersensitive. So for her, self-care becomes this urgent need that she has to solve because she literally can't function without it. You, Power Mother, you're actually pretty good at going without sleep. Yes, at some point you will crash, but you're pretty good at muscling through it. So when it comes to self-care for you, it has to be super accessible or you just won't do it because you have way more interesting trips and ideas and passions that you want to pursue. Because your relationships are important to you. Your work is important to you. Your motherhood's important to you. So your self-care often falls to the bottom of the list. But here's the thing. You function at such a high capacity that it's really important for us to keep you fully resourced because you're a change maker, my love, within the systems of your life, and we need you. So I want to talk about a power practice for power mothers that is simple, it's easy, and it's profoundly effective because remember, power mothers are not the ones who are necessarily going to go start a business so they can rearrange their whole life on their terms. Now, sometimes they do, and usually those moms have a Phoenix secondary or a shadow secondary, and I see that a lot. But the average power mom, she wants to succeed in her current life. She wants to do really well in her career and have a fulfilling family life. She loves fun family time on the weekends, and she loves to see her friends, but it's honestly hard for her to see them now that she's a mom. So one of my favorite power practices for the power mother is called the art of creating space. And you may have heard me talk about this before. And this is like a traditional feminine wisdom based practice. And it's really all about tuning in to what really matters because the reality is we have 24 hours in a day. We can't find more time. It's not scientifically possible. The time is finite in a day. But we can create space for the things that matter to us. And this is really important for Power Mother because she doesn't want to sacrifice the things that matter to her. And she's so smart that usually the art of creating space comes very easily to her. But essentially, the way that we do this practice, and when I work with clients, we go much, much deeper into this. There's a lot more that we can do. But at a very high level, you can take a look at your day and make a list of everything that you do, everything that drains you. And then go back to that list and circle the things that you actually need to do in a day, the things that are really important to you. Maybe those are the things that you like. Maybe the things that you have to do so you don't get fired from your job. But my guess is there are quite a few things on that list that you don't actually need to do. So for me, when I was in corporate, and even now, cooking dinner was one of those things. I didn't like spending 30 minutes cooking a meal for my family. I didn't have time, and it wasn't on the list of what was important to me. Now, feeding my family a healthy meal was important. So what I recommend to a lot of my moms is you figure out something that you can delegate from that list, and it can just be one micro thing. You don't have to completely upend your life in a day, but when you start making simple shifts to release what doesn't really matter to you, you begin to create space for what does. And this is really important for power mothers because, again, she doesn't want to sacrifice, I mean, really anything that's on her plate. And for her to ask for help, she has to get to such a critical place of burnout. Like, yes, she'll pull in a nanny. Yes, she'll do the structural things to make her job and her life work for her. But because she's so naturally good at doing it all, it can be hard for her to release the things that aren't actually required. So if you know a power mother, maybe you're married to one, or maybe she's one of your friends, this is a place where you can really help her. Because power mother, she has a really smart analytical mind. And that's why when I work with power mothers, I always give my mamas a crystal to work with. I often give her amethyst, which is, I mean, it's a really good entry-level crystal for working with intuition, because this is a mama who has no trouble with her intellect. And I get that. You know, I was Yale educated. I dominated corporate too. Like I've been in that world, and at times it can be really hard to listen to your intuition. And when it comes to the art of creating space, usually it's our intellect that prompts us to do more. And it's our intuition that guides us around when it's okay to pull back, that helps us release the things that aren't actually important. So that's why I love to give my power mothers just some really basic intuitive tools so they can start listening to that inner voice, because their mental acuity is so strong that sometimes it takes a little more work for power mother to cultivate that intuition, but that's what will protect her from burnout. Now, the last thing that I always do with power mothers is power moms really value their friends. They really value their relationships. They often have a core group of friends, ladies that they'll grab a glass of wine with, they'll get together with regularly. But being a mom, I mean, it just limits her time a lot, and she's wearing so many hats. So it can be really hard for her sometimes to figure out how to do it all at the level that she's accustomed to, while staying connected to her people. So one of the things that I do with power mothers is I help them figure out how to bring what I call their circle of sisters into their daily work and their daily life, because this is another really great hack for power mothers, because she doesn't want to sacrifice her relationships. So learning how to weave those into what she's already doing can be really, really supportive for her. And that's why in my programs, we build in the circle of sisters. There's not a single offering that I run that doesn't have a circle of sisters baked into the structure, because she doesn't have extra time necessarily to go grab that coffee. So that deep connection actually has to be a part of her day to day. So often the deal breaker for power mother when she's in corporate is if she's not working with people that she likes. She's much likely to do better if she's in an environment with people that she really likes working with, because it's one easy way for her to stay connected. So power mother, I love you. I salute you. I'm related to you and I'm friends with you. So I have deep, deep respect for your natural gifts, but also for some of your challenges, because you're so brilliant, you're so magnificent that it can be hard for you to slow down. It can be hard for you to release, and it can be hard for you to find the level of connection that you crave in your day to day. And that's where I can help. Now, I'll be honest, most of the women I work with have either a shadow or Phoenix primary or secondary. So Power Mother, I'm curious if you're listening to this, do you think you have a Phoenix secondary? Or are you a power mother who is struggling a little bit with listening to her intuition or weaving in the level of connection that you are craving to your day-to-day? If you are, go take my Work with Rachel survey. If you go to my website, uncorporette.com, there's a link at the top that says Work with Me, or maybe it says Work with Rachel. You can click on that, and it's a fun little survey because you know I love quizzes that'll help you figure out kind of what you're looking for right now and what your needs are and how I might be able to support you. The offerings that I have change all the time. So that quiz is a great way to kind of get to the point where we can get on a call together and explore kind of what's going on in your life right now, because I adore you and we really need you. So whether you see yourself as a Sheryl Sandberg or not, rest assured, you have a ripple effect in everything that you do. You are a change maker within the systems of your life. And that is one of the things that makes you a power mother. And that makes you really, really special. So I love you, power mother. I'm so glad you're here. And if you're not a power mother, share this podcast with someone who is, because chances are she needs a little more intuitive punch and a little more connection in her day to day. And this is a great way to show that you care. So I'm sending you all my love, so many blessings, and we'll talk again soon. Bye for now. Thanks for joining me on this journey to sanctity, sovereignty, and sustainability. You bring such joy to my soul, and I want to hear from you. You can tag me on Instagram at uncorporette or email me anytime at rachel@uncorporette.com. I love to hear from you and I create for you, so please reach out. And finally, if this episode was meaningful for you, please leave me a review. This is how others will find the podcast. And as you know, it's my mission to activate the divine feminine CEOs I know will change the world. You're one of them, my love. So thanks for being here.